Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the 15th Sunday after Trinity, consider the lilies. I think you heard that a little while ago. A sermon by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. About two-thirds of the way through this morning's gospel, Jesus calls his listeners, ye of little faith, ye of little faith. Jesus is preaching the Sermon on the Mount to what is not a particularly hostile crowd. This is not one of the many times when Jesus is trading insults with his audience. The subject he is talking about shows us what he means when he says that his listeners are of little faith. So it gives us the opportunity to measure how much faith we have ourselves. In this context, faith is the confidence that God will take care of your material needs for food, for drink, and for clothing. Jesus bases his argument upon the two main things we believe about his Father. First of all, he is the creator of all things visible and invisible, everything in the universe, from birds and flowers to human beings. And second, because we are part of Jesus' body, his Father is also our Father. Because God the Father is the creator, he knows what every part of his creation needs to keep going. Because God the Father is our Father, he sees it to it that we get what we need, as any loving human father does. The measure of your faith is the extent to which you live your life as though you really believe God will supply what you need. So the obvious conclusion is that we are all of little faith. Jesus knows that, of course, and he is only bringing the issue up so we can face it and then find out how we can get some more faith. The first part of his prescription is to ask ourselves, what is the most important thing in my life? What is it that really ultimately finally determines what I think, what I say, and what I do? Jesus says that there cannot be more than one real answer to these questions. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Then he says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon means riches, money, wealth. He is saying that he can't both put God first and put money first, but he is not attacking making money, or money itself. It is obvious to me, for example, that the main way God keeps his promise to provide for the material needs of my family is to give my wife and me the ability and the opportunity to earn money so we can buy them. Trusting that God will provide is not a license to sit around and do nothing. This is how the need to make money serves a godly purpose. A common misquotation of St. Paul is, money is the root of all evil. The accurate quote is, the love of money is the root of all evil. If you forget that God created money to serve his purposes, you fall into the trap of amassing money for its own sake. Money takes God's place. You may also come to believe that you are taking care of your material needs and the needs of those around you, all by yourself. Then you take God's place. Jesus refers to the birds of the sky and the lilies of the field to underscore his point in an exaggerated way. The birds don't store up grain, they don't harvest crops, they don't even plant. Yet God feeds them with the seed they need. The lilies don't work, They certainly don't use spinning wheels or sewing machines, and yet they are dressed up more elegantly than the richest king in Israel's history. Jesus makes a somewhat politically incorrect claim that human beings are more important to God than either birds or lilies. He asks, if God takes such good care of the birds, and if he gives such a glamorous look to flowers, which are here today and gone tomorrow, don't you think he is going to do much more for you, O ye of little faith? Faith is confidence in God, trusting that he will provide for your material needs is one aspect of faith. If we can learn how to trust him as a father in that way, we can extend that faith and trust and confidence to other aspects of life. The opposite of faith is worry, anxiety. Jesus asks, what good worrying ever does us? Can we make our lives longer by worrying? He says the disposition of worry makes us borrow trouble and get upset about things that may never happen. That is why he counsels us not to be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring its own trouble when it comes. We have enough to do to trust God in the midst of what is going on today. Pollsters are always telling us what a religious people we are, and their evidence is that 95% or so of the American population thinks that God exists. But thinking God exists is a long way from having faith in him. The issue of faith is not so much, is there a God, as it is, does he know what he is doing? Does he care about me? The truly faithful person is confident that God will supply the material things he needs, because God is our Father. The truly faithful person is also confident that no matter what happens, even things that are heartbreaking and seem unspeakably bad, no matter what happens, God can bring good out of it, also because God is our Father. The only way we can learn how comforting it is to trust God is to go ahead and trust him, and to back it up with prayer and studying the Bible and coming to church and doing something for somebody else. If you find yourself off that track, the way back is simple. Just behold the birds. Consider the lilies. And now, unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as his most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.